Hello and welcome to A Time with Heart. My name is Bridget.
My name is Emma.
And it's great to have you here with us today. Now, Heart is our women's ministry. And this ministry was started because Rosemary Downs, who started this ministry, one day was feeling a little discouraged in her faith and thought, surely I'm not the only one who needs encouragement in their faith. And from that moment, this women's ministry called Heart was born. And so that's exactly why we're here today. We're here to encourage you in your faith, but as well us. It's so great to have you here and to be able to see all of you watching with us and joining in this time together. It is incredibly encouraging. So thank you for being here with us.
That's what's so fantastic about this particular platform in our community, a Heart ministry wanting to encourage people. On this platform, you can do that. Mm. You'll see that there is a chat section and we have hosts there who are already welcoming you, saying hello. And we would love to know where you're watching from today. We have people gathered and joining us from all around the world. So I encourage you to jump on the chat, say hello, tell us where you're from. And our hosts throughout today's session are there to encourage you, to chat with you. So if you have thoughts throughout today's session when Rosemary is giving our message later, then jump on the chat and tell us what you're thinking.
Yeah,
we would love to know.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's right. So that's what our hosts are there ready for today, to be with you and also to pray with you. You'd see that there's also our prayer tab there. If you have prayer needs at any time throughout the session, then you can click on that and ask for prayer, and our hosts are keen to pray for you today.
Well, just to tell you a little bit about what to expect from today, as I said, this is a time of community. This is a time of encouragement to each other, but to you as well and in your faith. You may be the only person in your world that has faith. And so we want you to know that you are not alone and that we are with you as well. Now, you could also be somebody who's surrounded by people of faith. And sometimes that can be overwhelming as well. But we want you to know that we are with you every step of the way. So today, we're going to have a little bit of fun.
Yes.
We always like to have fun at our Heart Women's events, at A Time with Heart. And we're also going to hear an incredible message from Rosemary. Now, her message today is all about waiting on God. And the reason that we're waiting on God is so that we can get to know who God is. Mm. And, you know, we read that God wants to know us and he wants to speak to us and be with us. And so we're going to talk about that today.
Now, talking about fun, you're right. As part of Heart Ministry, we always love to have a bit of fun. Rosemary is always sending us ideas. Hey, what about this kind of game? Can we show this kind of video at some of our events? And so today I've got just a few questions that if you're there in the chat, jump in and you can answer them. Just a bit of fun, you know, they're not serious questions. And they're just a few would you rather questions, seeing as we're talking about waiting on God today. And so my first question today is, after a group dinner, would you rather, these are our two options, would you rather wait for a friend to Instagram every dish on the table or calculate precisely how much each person owes?
Ooh.
So there are our two options. Would you rather wait for a person to Instagram every dish? You know, we all have those people in our lives. Or calculate each amount that people owe?
Look, I'm going to say calculate, right?
Okay.
Now, the reason is, did you know that there are apps that can do that for you?
Oh,
now,
really?
Where you can like load in the price of each dish. You can put the amount of people that were there and that will like split it evenly for you. Rather, I mean, I know a calculator.
I was going to say like a calculator. Okay, so that's our first question. The next would you rather question is, while shopping with a friend, would you rather wait 15 minutes for the shop assistants to get you the shoes in the right size?
Yep.
Or wait 10 minutes to return an item.
Oh.
So waiting 15 minutes to get the right size shoe or 10 minutes to return an item. I mean, it's got to be wait 15 minutes for the shoe, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I honestly, I just got a new pair of shoes like last week and I drove 35 minutes away from my house and other stores to get the shoes in the right place.
It's got to be the shoes.
In the right size.
So jump in the chat. Let us know what you think. What do you think? Yeah, I think you've got some questions
I've got
as well.
Okay. So when checking out at a grocery store, would you rather wait behind one person with a full shopping cart or three people in the 10 items or less line?
So that's tough because three people in the 10 items or less could add up to the same amount of groceries in the one person's trolley.
But you know what, Emma?
Yeah.
Often the people in the 10 items or less line have more than 10 items.
Oh.
So I think I'm going to wait behind the one shopping cart.
It's all psychological, isn't
yeah,
it?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. What would you do?
Yeah, what would you do? What would you do? It's just like trying to figure out all the math in these questions. A lot of math related questions today. All right. While driving, would you rather wait at a red light in an empty intersection?
Mm-hmm.
That's frustrating. Or behind someone parallel parking on a narrow one-way street. Now, as somebody who drives a big car, and my husband will be the first to tell you this, I always brag about how well I can parallel park. I'm going to wait at the empty intersection.
Oh, you'd rather do that.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'd probably do that too.
Parallel park.
Yeah, no, I can't. That's actually one of my goals for this year.
Really?
I've been watching YouTube videos. I'm just waiting for the right street that's quiet enough to me to test my skills.
Right. Oh, those ones where you like your mirror gets to
a
particular point.
Yeah, and then you go back. So yeah, let's go for the empty intersection.
It's kind of a gift that I have, parallel parking.
Yeah. So jump in the chat. Maybe you want to tell us whether you're good at parallel parking, because obviously some people are.
That's right. And we're okay to talk about it as well.
Yeah. So that's just our little would you rather waiting games. We all wait for things in life, don't we? So which would you prefer?
Yeah. Well, we are about to get ready to hear our message from Rosemary. But our hosts are not just here to experience this time or welcome you or anything like that, but they are here to have an encounter with God today with you. So as we said, if there is any time that you feel encouraged in something that Rosemary says, why don't you share that in the chat and experience this message together with the people who are online at this time. Our hosts are also there to pray with you, and they'll be praying for you, and they've already prayed for you before this session even started. But there will be a time after our message today where you will be able to spend some time in reflection, and our hosts will be available to pray for you as well. So we encourage you to hang around for that part after our message today. So as we get ready to hear our message from Rosemary, why don't you grab a Bible, or if you've got something that you can take notes on, a scrap piece of paper, a journal, maybe a tablet, whatever it might be, have something there ready to write down your notes. I know that for me personally, whenever I hear a message, it helps me to write things down.
Me too.
Yeah, because then I can reflect on it later in my prayer. Sometimes I'm not really sure what a scripture means too much, or I kind of got one interpretation, but I want to read it again later in another translation to understand it more. And so those things that you can't do right then and there, it's great to be able to reflect on that and do that later. It also helps you to see where God's blessing you in your life later down the track. You might think that nothing's happening right now, but in a week's time, a month's time, maybe even a year's time, you will see the blessings from this time that you set aside to spend knowing Him more. So we encourage you to do that as well. So we have a notes section as well. If you miss anything, then you can go back and have a look. Sometimes our scriptures come up very quickly and it's a little bit tricky, or you're right in the element, you're in the moment, and you forget to write something down. So they will be there at the end for you as well. So we thank you for joining us, and we're really excited to hear how this message blesses you. And we will look forward to seeing you in just a moment where we can share and reflect on how we can apply this more to our lives. So here's Rosemary.
Heart was named, even it's not coincidental. That heart, I felt like, we as Christian people wanted to know the heart of God, but God wants also to know our hearts. And He says, love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul and mind. But then He also says, love your neighbour as yourself. So our hearts go out to not just women, but we are doing a women's ministry, but to people in the world. And my heart is your heart, and I hope that you open up your hearts to me, to us, to God, because that's where we will truly be known. Where God, He already truly knows us, but He wants us to know Him. That game was not a coincidence. If you notice, most of the examples were I had to wait. And in prayer a few months ago, I felt God talk to me and say, how do you wait? And I thought, well, when I'm in a queue or a line and it's taking a long time, I can get impatient. You know, oh dear, it's taking so long, and you're looking at your watch and you're going, you know, I've got other appointments or meetings or things to be done. But then I felt God say, so If you're waiting in human terms in different areas, how do you wait with me, with God? When we wait upon God, often you think of the waiting of asking, petitioning, giving him my needs. I'm waiting for answers. We all have that. We all go, Lord, I've prayed and prayed and prayed and there's no answers. What's going on? And we can get impatient. We can get angry. We can get disappointed. We can go, oh yeah, same old, same old. You never answer, hear me. You're not interested in me. But that's not God. And I felt like God saying, so if you're going to wait upon me, even if it's just for your own personal needs, do you know me? And I felt like I could honestly really say, no, not really. I read a bit about you. I hear about you. But do I really seek after him with all my heart to know who this God that I'm waiting upon for answers for? Is God the only one, is only one of the things in my life, or is he the thing that's at the centre of my life? Because if he's only one thing, well, of course, it's just when I have a need that I'm going to bring him to mind. It's like he's a genie in a bottle and I rub it and say, Lord, I've got this need, give me the answer. But God does not deserve that because he's not a genie. Our God created us. Our God loved us. Our God sent his son to save us because he was so disappointed. He was so beside himself that we may not get to heaven to be with him, and that's why he created us, to join in with his blessed life. And so he'd already had the plan. Jesus wasn't a plan B. It was always in a plan A because he knew we were frail and that we would reject him. We would choose wrong. I'm being honest with you. I don't always choose the right things to do, the right way to act. I'm not always kind and patient to my husband. I can be judgmental. I can be, you know, dishonest with myself before God, dishonest with others sometimes. I can hide behind things. But God does not want us to act like that, to be like that. He wants us to be like himself. And so I felt like God saying to me, learn about me more, know about me more. But it's not learn about me just for knowledge's sake. It's knowing me with the heart. Our God has unlimited resources. Our God has unlimited love. He's got unlimited power. It says that one day everyone will bow before the name of Jesus. Everyone. This name of Jesus, Jesus, just his name is holy. And if we're truly to know this blessed life that he invites us into, we have to know him. Most of you would know the line, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But do we really believe that? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. I'll lack nothing if I know the Lord, because my priorities change when I know God. I don't always chase after things that the world entices us to chase after. Remember, he invites us into this upside-down kingdom. The first will be last and the last will be first. Just to, you know, give is to receive by giving away. But we need to be aware that how we think is how we will go. As it says in Proverbs, For as he thinketh in his heart, so shall he be. As we think in our minds, God has given us this amazing ability. God, in his great goodness, has arranged things so we are able to use our minds to understand and enter into his glorious and plentiful kingdom. When God created all the creatures on the earth, think of the animals. They don't have minds like we have. God created us with this special ability to use our minds to understand, to think through, and to converse with God. We, above all the creatures of the earth, can think, problem solve, meditate. Our minds, our hearts, our souls, our spirits are who we are. We often talk about that God has given us free will to choose. So do we use our wills, our minds, our hearts to choose things in life? We do. You go shopping and you're looking for an outfit, and there's certain colours that you like, you've chosen. They are the colours I like, or the colours that suit my complexion, or I just, for some reason, just always lean towards that colour. You've chosen things, simple things. But do we seek out God and choose to know him with our whole heart, soul, and mind, so that we can have the best life here on earth and into eternity? Because we don't have to wait till we die. How depressing would that be? That anything on earth that happens, people say sometimes it's a test here on earth. Well, in a way, it's God saying, well, are you going to choose me or not? But the ability to live in the kingdom with the blessedness that comes with that is available now to us. So God's given us free will, but the ultimate freedom we have as individuals is the power to select what we will allow or require our minds to dwell upon and think about. We can choose to focus our thoughts, and it significantly affects everything else that happens in your life. I don't have to give you examples. Think of the news, think of the documentaries that the TV shows put on, and they're interviewing someone. And this someone, it could be a Hollywood star, it could be someone who's just in the neighbourhood that, you know, has someone's broken into their house or something's happened to them, and they're interviewing them. And these people share and say, that affected my life. I will never be the same. And it can be affected bad or affected good. Or the environment around you can affect how you think. They've done so many studies on classrooms which are in not very, you know, well-off countries or communities where there's not enough money for education, enough money for the children to learn. But if they had one teacher who loved them and shared with them and taught them from what she knew out of love, that they've done studies where they've 10 years later gone back and wondered why this particular class developed and grew and became leaders in their community and worked for the benefit of others. And it was because of that one teacher. Because that one teacher had decided, she'd chosen, she or he had chosen to help, to love, to serve. We have the free choice that our thoughts can affect everything else about our lives. If we call ourselves Christ followers and Christians, we need to know who this Christ is. we need to find out the best ways of knowing him, of learning about him and of meditating about him. If truly the Lord is my shepherd and I will not lack in anything, do I know this shepherd? And one way of learning is by reading scripture, by learning about what people have written about him, but what the Holy Spirit and the disciples wrote about him. Because what's written about Jesus is written about the Father. Do we meditate and think upon those words, his words? Why do we have a gospel reading for those who are Catholic here at Mass? And they're always from Jesus' words. Because that's how we're going to learn about our God. And if you can't read, go get Audible on your phones and listen, because some people aren't readers. Go find a ways and a means that will help you. Later, we're going to give out some scripture cards to you, because why not learn a few? It might take you 3 months to learn one scripture, so just give it a go. Because then the Holy Spirit uses those scriptures later when you need them, and it strengthens you and it gives you the ability to see the right way of living. The Holy Spirit encourages us. He gives us courage to follow the Lord, to be Christ followers. Read books about what people have written about God, because sometimes they put it in a language that is more understandable. Go read Lives of the Saints. Sometimes you read them and you think, hang on a minute, sometimes I didn't live a very saintly life. Read Augustine. Saint Augustine, after he converted to follow the Lord, but before that. But God uses all of that history that is we all have to make us better, to be more humble, to actually recognize the need for God in our life. For he is and should be number one. Do we wait upon our God and not just for answers? Do we wait upon him because he is God, because he loves us, because he sent his son to die for us? Do we love him back? We are not worthy for him to choose us, but he does. Do we wait upon him with servants' hearts, even if it takes such a long time to get the answers that we need in our life, that we think we need? Two examples from my life. When I was finishing high school, I really enjoyed maths and chemistry and physics, that side of learning. So when I went to school, you had to write down, there was only really teachers' college or university, nursing, and then out in the world to work. There wasn't so much selection as there is now. We had to write down our six choices. So I wrote down six choices, putting, of course, the ones that I wanted at the top going down. And when I got the envelope in the mail, opened it up, I burst into tears because I got my sixth choice. It's not what I wanted. I wanted the other ones. And I also was a bit devastated, because if I hadn't got my sixth choice, because you can easily then miss out on a place at the university and others, I maybe not would have got nothing. I was devastated. Oh, but God was so good. He knew the best plan for me. The sixth choice was pharmacy, so I became a pharmacist. It was the best career that I could have possibly had. And later, when I was in a better place, I thank God for what he did. He knew better. He knew that I wouldn't, not necessarily be good at the others, but it's not what would help me. Because what does a pharmacist do? They help people. Sure, you're giving them knowledge about their medication and health and stuff, but oh my goodness, there was way more help that I was giving people just by listening to them and loving them and caring for them. And often they'd just come in for a chat. Then probably just before COVID hit, we used to do heart, and Emma and I and a few of the other rest of the team, we would go to Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane and Perth, and we'd do an event. Normally it lasted 2.5 days. And I was in Sydney and I had invited a guest speaker, because we go for 2.5 days, so we have different speakers that come in on different topics. And they were going to talk to us about Ignatius meditation. And I'd been busy because I was, you know, organising stuff and whatever, and I still had a seat at the front. So Michael, who had started talking, I came and sat down the front, and I thought I should be polite and I should do what he's asking us to do. You know, you can't always just be the person in the background organising. So I sat down and he started sharing and talked about how it works, but then shared about, so I'm going to now give you a picture of a scripture, and I'm going to get you to close your eyes and just imagine Jesus in that setting with you. And the scripture, or the story, was about the woman at the well, waiting at the well. She didn't know Jesus was coming. She was gone to get water, and she did it in the middle of the day because she, remember it said she was on to the seventh husband, even though she wasn't married as such, but the seventh man in her life. And she didn't like the gossip and the ridicule that she got, so she would come and get the water in the middle of the day, which is the worst time because it's hot and, terrible time to collect water. But Jesus knew she needed him. Jesus knew where she was going to be. And I sat and closed my eyes and I said, and I imagined the woman at the well, like, pulling up the water. And I sat there and said to God, God, I pulled up my bucket and it's empty. Because I felt empty. Funny how you're putting on things for other people and you're feeling empty yourself. I was going through a time when I was struggling. I was asking for God for answers to prayer and nothing. And I think I'd reached my limit. And I said to the Lord, I've got an empty bucket here. So I was annoyed with him. I've got an empty bucket. Where's the water? And then it says, and Michael then says, and Jesus comes around the corner. And he says, what do you do? You look up and what do you do? And I imagined running to Jesus and grabbing onto him and giving him a hug and saying, you finally come. You finally come. Now I'll have all the answers. And then I leaned back and I said to the Lord, where's my water? Where's the fruit in my life? What's going on, Lord? And I was not as annoyed because I'd sort of given him that wonderful hug that you give Jesus. And he said to me, your bucket is empty because I've poured it all over you. You already have everything you need in your life. You have me. And even if the answers don't come, or they don't come the way that you desire, you have everything you need. So truly, is the Lord our shepherd? And truly, do we not lack? Do we know this? So we can learn from personal experience. We can learn from others. Why do we share with other women? You can share with other men, yes, of course. I share with Bruce all the time. Sometimes he looks at me and goes, huh? And I go, oh, if I shared it with another woman, they'd understand. I wouldn't even have to finish the sentence half the time. They'd just know how I feel. They wouldn't even ask me why I'm crying. And Bruce isn't good with crying women. You've heard that. Because we have an empathy. There's something that God's put within women we have a sensitivity to the spirit. And we need to develop and use that. And we women need to get together and share more openly and honestly. Not like, oh, the weather's bad today. No, share how we're going, how we're truly going. Sure, be careful who you share with. Not everyone understands. But find someone. Share with God first, because he's the biggest someone that we should have in our life. So do we wait upon the Lord? In Psalm 25, verses 4 to 5, it states, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths, for you are the God of my salvation. On you do I wait all day long." Do I wait all day long, or do I get so impatient that I can't wait any longer? But does God deserve that? He waited for us. How many years did it cost him before he sent his son Jesus till it was the right time? He waited. He waited for us. He even waits every day for us. We don't have a prayer time. We don't say hello. We don't talk to him. He waits for us to come and greet him. And oh boy, does he love it when we do. We wait for guidance, we wait for instruction, do we really all the day? But even if there's no instruction or guidance, do we have joy in our hearts because we're waiting with the Lord? Wow, he's the best thing ever. Do we wait with him and go, wow, this is the best place ever to be? And guess what? We take him with us wherever we go anyway, so we can wait upon him all day long. It's not just at Mass or at church or in our prayer time. God comes with us in our life. He waits with us in the queues. He tells us, now be patient, Rosemary. Don't talk harshly to the lady at the counter because it wasn't her fault. There was 20 other people before you. Because we do. Be kind, be loving to everyone. Our Father in heaven is so interested in us. The other day I met a lady and she goes, I can't bother the Lord. And I said, well, I must be terrible because I bother the Lord all the time. God wants us to bother him. He can't wait for us to bother him. Now, of course, if we've got an attitude where we're annoyed and angry at him, he's going to work that through with us in our hearts. But he is so interested in us, so interested in us. He calls us his son or daughter, his child. He longs to have our life at every step involved in his will and in his life. He wants to guide us. He wants to know us. He knows how incapable we can be, how weak we can be. But in 2 Corinthians 9:8, and I love this scripture. It's on the screen. 2 Corinthians 9:8, it states, sorry, is it on the screen?
Yes.
Thank you. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. God is able to provide with you in every blessing, in every situation, abundance. But the abundance isn't just for you. It's so that you've got enough, more than sufficient, because he says his grace is sufficient for you. But it doesn't mean it just ho-hum. No, it's overflowing. So you've got it for you, and then you've got enough for every good work that you can do in your life. Your good work could be smiling at your neighbour next door and saying hello. Your good work could be picking up someone when it's rain, pouring with rain, and you don't even know the person. God provides it for us, not just for us, but for others also. Our prayers should always defer back to him. Lord, I'm not doing well today. I'm very impatient. Would you give me patience? Because I know sometimes I've only got so much that I can grab out of me. I am weak. I am incapable. Do we tell him, Lord, I want to trust you, but I'm finding it hard. Be honest. I want to be faithful, but it's so tough when I'm so hurt. I'm so lonely. I don't have people in my life. Lord, provide the people I need. Put it back on him. Lord, if you are my shepherd, then I will claim in my life that I will have no lack, because I trust in you. I believe in your promises. If we truly want to be Christ followers, then we need to know who this Christ is. We can count on him. This deep, restful assurance should fill us, no matter if the circumstances are so bad, no matter if we were stuck in Gaza right now, in the Ukraine war. Yes, I'm not saying we still wouldn't be frightened and I'd be running for shelter and I'd be going, Lord, where are you? But we should have this deep, set peacefulness within us that God has it in his plan. If we but saw our God and the love that he has for us, if we truly believed that he waits to be gracious to us. His son Jesus shows us the biggest love that God has for us, taking upon himself our sins, our denials, our problems on the cross for each and every one of us, even for those who don't know him, who don't believe, even for those who reject God, Jesus did it for them. This waiting on God should become our highest joy. It states, and we've heard this many times, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall soar as on eagle's wings to their God. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I read that now and I go, well, Lord, on the days when I'm fainting, it must mean I'm not waiting on you enough, because I'm relying on my own strength and I cannot do it. You renew my strength. You fill me up, O God. I need to wait upon you. In another translation, the word wait is the word trust. Another translation, they change the word wait. Everything else is the same, but the word wait changes to hope, because we need to trust in the Lord to wait upon him. He is our hope. He is the only hope. And in Micah chapter 7, verse 7, it says, I hope I could pray this more and more as I come to know the Lord. As for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Saviour. My God will hear me. Can we say that? Honestly, on my good days, yes. On my bad days, no. And the bad days, I realise, aren't because of the environment that I'm in or something goes wrong or I get the electricity bill. No, it's on the days when I haven't spoken to God. I haven't been with Him enough. I haven't drawn my strength from Him, my courage, my love. I haven't spent time with Him. So I want to encourage you. We're going to spend some time waiting on God, but we don't always want to wait on God like this. Give, give, come on, I'm asking, I need answers. We want to wait on God like this. What do you have for me, Lord? I'm here. I want to serve you. How do I do that? How do I love you more? How do I love my fellow men more? How do I love the lady at work that just is so terrible? Help me, Lord.
There was a lot to think about in that message. I'm sure you would agree with me. It's something that I'm going to have to go back, I think, and watch again at another time. Now, to unpack that message, just something that I can let you know about is we have our podcast coming out later this week that Bridget and I will be unpacking that message and chatting about it, how it applies to our life, what different things about it meant to us. So I encourage you to listen to Heart Catholic Women. That's our podcast. You can get it on our website or on Spotify or on any podcast app player. And we'll be unpacking that message some more. So just something to keep in mind. But before we get to that, an important part of today's session is our discussion and the chats that we get to have with our hosts. And so I'm going to give you a few questions right now that will come up on the screen. And then we're just going to give you a few minutes to talk about it with our hosts in our live chat. That's what our hosts are there ready to do with you. And so this first question is, what makes waiting for you so easy or difficult? Because for some of us, we can wait and that's totally fine, and others find it very, very difficult and frustrating. The second question is, what is your habit of waiting on the Lord? How is it for you? Is it something that you can do easily, or do you become frustrated by it? Our third question is, do you wait on the Lord to know Him and serve Him? That's one of the last points that Rosemary gave during her message about waiting on the Lord to really get to know Him, not just for an answer to our needs. And then the last question is, what is one thing that you will take away from today's message? So we're going to put those up on the screen and we're just going to give you a few minutes right now. You can answer any of those questions and our hosts are there ready to chat with you. So take some time now to reflect and to talk about those questions.
Well, I hope that discussion was really fruitful and was a real blessing for you and the other people that you're sharing with it today. Thank you so much for participating in that. I want to thank you so much for joining us for A Time With Heart. It's something that I wish we could do all the time, Emma. So it is such a blessing to me to have you here with us and to share this time with us. Now, remember that Lent is coming in just a few short weeks. And again, I can't believe we are right here again at this time of year. But why don't you join us in our Heartbeat videos and experience Lent through the conversations that we have, and not just to experience it with other people, but also to further your faith and further your understanding of what this time really means and how we can get the most of preparing for what it is that God and what our Lord Jesus did for us at Easter time. Now, if you are somebody who benefits from this ministry, we are so, so glad. But this ministry only runs on the generosity of people just like yourself. So if you're in a position where you feel like you could financially contribute to our ministry and for us to be able to get this message out to more women all around the world and encourage them in their faith, then we would be so glad for you to join us in that venture. You can click on the Give tab and you can put in your details there and give financially there. So we thank you for that in advance. Now, we've also got our Impactors online faith community that happens on this platform every single week. So I said I wish we could do it every week, we kind of do. I mean, we let the men come.
Everyone's welcome. And you can see on the schedule the upcoming Impactors online services that are coming up later in this week.
Yeah. So it's not just this one session or time slot for you, but whatever works best for you, you can go on and you can click onto any of those sessions and attend there. So we really invite you to come and be encouraged in your faith every single week with us.
Thanks so much for joining us for A Time With Heart. It's been wonderful to be together, and we look forward to having you join us again next time.